This morning I want to talk about Mother Cabrini, St. Francis Xavier Cabrini. You know, in the gospel, it says that the Samaritan who came back and gave thanks was a Samaritan. That the leper who gave thanks was a Samaritan. And the Samaritans were not liked by the people living around Jesus. He was seen as different, as kind of an outcast. And in many ways, that's how Mother Cabrini ministered in America to the people around her. She was Italian. She was raised in Italy, born in 1850. And when she came to America later on, she really ministered to the other Italian immigrants who many people, especially in New York City, didn't like. Because come on, who doesn't love Italians now, right? Different back then. My dad grew up in Italy. My last name's Italian. Back then, they were the migrants that were looked down upon. So Mother Cabrini, where'd she come from? She came from a big family. How many brothers and sisters do you think she had? She had 12 brothers and sisters. Anybody here have 12 brothers and sisters in their family? Think so. Don't think so. She joined a religious community. She joined the Missionary Sisters of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. That means she chose not to marry an earthly husband so she could give all of her heart to the kingdom of God. Jesus Christ became her heavenly husband, and she chose to live a very poor and simple life. She became a religious, consecrated woman. At first, she was founding orphanages and schools and nurseries in Italy. She even founded a sewing workshop where people could come and sew and make money. And she wanted to go to China, very far away. She wanted to bring the good news of Jesus to the land of China, where very few people had ever even heard the name of Jesus. So what does Mother Cabrini do? She actually went to go talk to the Pope. She talked to Pope Leo XIII, who wasn't that far away, actually. And she said, "What should I do? I want to go to China." And Pope Leo famously said, "Dear Mother Cabrini, go not to the east, go to the west. Go not to the east where China is, go to the west where all these Italians are going across the ocean to New York City, to America. Go and take care of them because they are poor and they have great needs." So she came here. She taught those Italian immigrants. She taught them the faith. She again opened orphanages and hospitals. She started 67 different institutions in North America and South America and Europe during her lifetime. She opened so many places to help the poor migrants coming to the U.S. who often didn't have much help and hardly had any money. She died in 1917 in Chicago, and she was made a saint by Pope Pius XII. Remember, to be canonized as a saint, you need two miracles to be verified, two amazing healings. And because of the prayers made to Mother Cabrini, a child who was blind received sight back. And the second miracle was that a member of Mother Cabrini's religious community, who was terminally ill, who was going to die, there was no cure, no healing, had a total healing and was no longer ill. Mother Cabrini is the patron of migrants and also the patron of hospital administrators, because she served so many of the sick in the hospitals that were opened under her care. Mother Cabrini gives us two important lessons today for us who follow Jesus. First of all, Mother Cabrini shows us that when you give your life to Jesus Christ, he will do great things through you. She had no children of her own. She had no husband. She gave up a lot of the nice things of this world, but she did it for Jesus. And she helped thousands and thousands of people by her works of love and mercy. Secondly, Mother Cabrini shows us that sometimes the will of God for our lives comes through other people. Sometimes we wonder, okay, Lord, what do you want me to do? Where are you calling me to go? Sometimes it's another person's voice who shows us the way. Like when Pope Leo said, Mother Cabrini, don't go to the east, go to the west. In our lives, it might not be that clear, but are we listening for how God is speaking to us through other people? Our friends, teachers, parents, pastors. Thirdly, the final lesson is that Mother Cabrini, when she went to go minister in the name of Jesus, she took care of the poor, and she wasn't that concerned where they were from. She took care of migrants who had left their own home. They were poor, they were hungry, they were uneducated. Her main concern was about taking care of their basic needs out of Christian love. And that's very important for us today as well. How do we simply love and care for the person in front of us today? Brothers and sisters, just like the leper gave thanks today for being healed, let's give thanks to God for this saint, Saint Francis Xavier Cabrini, Mother Cabrini. She lived her life for Christ, she took care of the poor, and she's with us now, praying for us and inspiring us to serve Christ in our own lives.